This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Shaletta apparently is on another radio show. That's my only guess, Dave Harrigan. Sure, it could be the kids. Sure, she has four kids, three of the kids on the spectrum. But I'm assuming some radio station in Keokuk, Iowa, asked her to talk about her. And she's taking advantage of us. She's bumping us.
I mean, if she can get herself introduced to a new audience, why would it stop her?
Yeah, it would not. So, little switcheroo here. Shaletta's going to join us at the bottom of the hour, unless another radio station, maybe in Nebraska, calls. Rusty trying to be very dramatic there. Have a great life.
That's right.
Until today, you didn't wish people a great life. Is this the first time you've decided to wish them a great life?
It's the last chance to get to say that. So other than the All Local podcast, which I have yet to record today, which I will, that'll be the last time.
But now we've made an adjustment. Hang on. Go ahead. Play the music, Dave, and tell everybody what we're going to do right here.
Hi, everybody. Dave Harrigan here. You know, I don't claim to be the smartest guy in the world. We've got Chad for that. But every once in a while, isn't it nice to hear Mr. Brilliant admit he's not the only guy in the world with some answers?
He's absolutely right.
That's why we play a little game called Am I Wrong?
So, because this is Rusty's final day, Rusty is also in for Am I Wrong? So Dave's going to offer up his declaration. Most likely, Rusty, he'll be wrong. Right. And then we'll both chime in and see if we agree or disagree with Dave. How's that sound?
How is this different than any other moment of any other day?
That's true. That's a fair assessment. It just feeds Dave's ego. You know, that's what this segment.
That's what this show is really all about, right?
It's really about Dave's massive ego. That's okay. Exactly right. All right, Mr. Harrigan, what do you have first?
And just like every other moment of every other day, I've never been wrong. Let's start with this one. Earlier in the week on the show, we were talking about the bag of chips that appeared at the Care 11 studios. Ugh. That Rena posted on Twitter, the ketchup-flavored potato chips.
Ugh.
That brought
vile.
Vile is a kind way to say that, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Brought to mind my new theory on potato chips. Mm. We've got too many flavors out there. Way too many flavor options. Here's what you need. You need the classic, just regular salted potato chip, sour cream and onion, cheddar and sour cream. I'll let you have a barbecue because a lot of people like that. And because I'm feeling generous, you can have one other rotating flavor, but that's it. Five flavors of potato chips, no more.
Am I wrong? Rusty, you're first up.
You got to have the salt and vinegar in there.
Did you say that?
You got to have the salt and vinegar in there. No. All the other flavors I'm pretty good with. I do agree that there are too many flavors. The ketchup, what are we doing here? What are we doing? And the loaded baked potato and the dill pickle and the – come on. So – I do agree with that. But, yeah, throw the salt and vinegar in there. I'm partial to those of late.
In concept, you're right. I think you need 10, though. I think
No, you said I'm right.
It's a little bit like the Oreos now. I think we need an Oreo grocery store itself, okay? The ones I go to, the cookie area, And who doesn't love a cookie? If you don't love a cookie, get the hell off this planet, okay? I mean, Rusty, there's 17 different flavors of Oreos.
Too many.
So I'm with you. Salt and vinegar, excellent. Dave is wrong. I might go to 10, but that's it. This is the problem. Like, I'm all for creativity. I know you guys are big socialists. I'm an entrepreneur. But the hit and miss ratio on these other attempts, not good. So I'd say about 10 is the way to go. Dave, I assume you're suggesting 10 is way too much.
Yes, 10 is way too much. I've never had a bag of the, oh, wow, that's a cool flavor. Let me try that. And said, I need to get that again. Never. Not once.
Not once?
Not once.
Never?
No. I get it and say, ah, I guess I'm happy I tried it. That's fine. But all I heard was, in theory, I'm right.
You're kind of right.
Exactly.
Not
right.
Going that far.
That's what I heard. Let's move to this one. A couple of days ago, I know on the news here at WCCO, we were talking about an anniversary of what could have been the 28th Amendment to the Constitution. That, well, I guess I can't say it never had been ratified. There's still a chance it always could be ratified. But that got me looking back at the history of the amendments to the Constitution and recent history. For instance, the 26th
what
Amendment.
What a policy wonk you are.
Hang on, I'm just...
Rusty, I mean, are there days when you're going, hey, I got nothing to do, let me just review the 16th Amendment?
Yeah, I care about this country, Chad. Okay. That's all I'm trying to say.
Sure, lots of time.
No, it struck me, I couldn't think of the last time there had been an amendment to the Constitution. So the 26th, that was ratified in 1971. And then the 27th, which is the newest amendment, was 1992, meaning we've had no amendments in 31 years, just one in the last 52. I say this is a national embarrassment. We are supposed to have this Constitution a, quote, living, breathing document. It's been in a coma for almost all of 50 years. Let's go. We need a new amendment.
Am I wrong? All right, I'll go first on this one, Rusty. I think it's an incomplete am I wrong. Because I need to know the amendment which might become a part of the land, because about 30% of the people who vote, they're bat bleep crazy. So I don't know if I want to embolden them with another amendment. So Rusty, sure, let's add something. But if you looked at our text lines, if you looked at Twitter, if you interacted with people, gives me a little pause if Dave Harrigan is demanding that this year, no matter what, we have an amendment, considering the chattering class which could be behind it.
I don't think we need any kind of amendment for amendment's sake. That doesn't seem prudent to me. That doesn't seem like a good way to go because of the reasons Chad offered.
So you're saying this country's perfect, then?
I didn't say that.
That's what I'm hearing.
I did not say that.
That's what I'm hearing.
How close have we come in the last 50 years to proposing and then even trying to ratify a new amendment? I don't think it's been close. It's just been other actions, executive or legislative, that have taken care of other things that have come up, correct?
I'm just saying I believe our country could come together on something. I believe in the people,
hello,
Rusty and Chad.
Hello.
And I believe
we
that if we have this,
no
living
way
and breathing document, maybe we have an amendment regarding something, you know, we're still fighting a civil rights battle that's been going on for decades and hundreds of years.
That would be wokeism. That's what that would be.
There's that. There's plenty of talk about all the, you know, LGBTQ plus issues that have taken over much of the nation's conscience of the last several years. Heck, we could have an amendment to maybe, I don't know, clarify a couple things regarding the Second Amendment. I don't know. But there's room for something here. Let's go.
But to Chad's point, we're still talking about a populace that has to be reminded not to eat laundry detergent. So
maybe
or
there's
not
an
to
amendment
inject bleach into our veins.
28th Amendment. Don't eat Tide Pods.
Come on now.
We have people who today are probably in Dealey Plaza waiting for John Kennedy Jr. to come back to life and to join Donald Trump as his vice president. And you want to just empower these folks and say, You just go ahead and write the amendment. I don't know what it's going to be, but you go ahead and write it.
No, I don't want to empower those folks. Perhaps the amendment could be, if you're pushing some sort of ridiculous conspiracy theory, you're out. You're gone. Don't know where we're sending you, but you're out.
That sounds very simple. Yeah, sure.
Well, now I like it if this is the amendment. If we set up some group, maybe it's just the three of us, to be honest, and we determine you're cray-cray. Not like you need some mental health, right, because we need to – but like just – your views on life are so bizarre. We're going to set up Rusty now, the Cray Cray Island. We're going to put you there. You go there. And what would we say? Every 5 years, we decide to review if your thoughts on, as example, John Kennedy Jr. is going to come back and be Donald Trump's vice president, or if, this video presentation, whatever it might be. This is very, very separate from mental health, so let's not get those confused. What do you think about that island? Maybe that's our 28th Amendment.
The new island
is send the folks who make us shake our head every single day.
With grocery stores with endless varieties of Oreos and potato chips.
And by the way, also, a max five-minute rotisserie chicken line.
Here we go. Throwback.
By the way, I finally finished that chicken yesterday.
Oh, stop.
5 days with this rotisserie chicken?
Oh, it's a delight.
What in the world? It's like the loaves
Rusty,
and fishes over here.
Even you don't believe that with a family of four and waited in line for 15 minutes for this rotisserie chicken, that last night he finally finished this rotisserie chicken.
It was yesterday for lunch in this very building. I finished the last thigh that had my name on it. It was delightful.
Oh my gosh. That's wonderful. Congratulations.
You know what, Rusty? A contender for the island. That's going to be a new part of the show. When we got a bizarre one. Island contender, or by the way, island lock.
I love it.
Dave is an island contender if the whole family, 5 days later, is still gnawing at this tiny bird. All right, more of Am I Wrong with Harrigan and Rusty, and don't forget Shaletta joins at the bottom of the hour here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
More of Am I Wrong with Dave Harrigan. I wanted to react to a text, and then I saw on Twitter two other people saying the same thing. Adam, who calls the lobster the wife, and then I saw Colin Morikawa just in somebody else, the wife. And someone, a texter, Rusty, I don't know if you – that's right. You were never granted access to the vibes. I don't know. I have no idea why, but might have been a security clearance sort of situation. Somebody was very upset that Adam was calling Jen the wife. And then as Adam rightfully pointed out, Jen likes it. I think if somebody's using and is married and is in good standing with his partner, and he's using a nickname, I think he or she probably is okay with it. So telling somebody your nickname is out for your husband or wife, get out of here with that. What do you think of that one, Rusty?
I think you're right. I think if it's okay between the two of them, then it's okay. And otherwise, probably wouldn't be saying it in public if it wasn't. Probably.
Correct.
In most cases. Most cases.
See, Rusty, I did that because that is an example of am I wrong when, you know, you agree with me. So far, Dave Harrigan's been very vague with these am I wrongs, you know?
Vague? I told you exactly how many flavors of potato chips we need. How is that vague?
Well, but you went, here's four and then maybe one other one. And then, you know, we need an amendment. I don't know what it's about, but just an amendment.
I gave you examples of that, too. And I'm sorry I was allowing the good people of the Lay's Potato Chip Company or whoever to stretch their creative minds. You know, throw a wild card out there only one at a time, though. Don't go over the board.
Big.
Don't go too much.
Yes.
That's what you're suggesting. Okay. Good to know.
All right. One more from my journeys walking around downtown this the last couple days. In fact, I walked through the Skyway yesterday. Just a little walk after the show and then noticed something that bothered me there. And then on my way into work this morning, just walking down 7th, something that I've noticed, a new Starbucks going in on 7th Street, street side. Here's what I've noticed. We got way too many Starbucks. We got way too many Subways. Every other building has a Subway in the Skyway. Somehow those have still remained open. I looked it up. Just shy of 16,000 Starbucks in the U.S. and over 20,000 Subway locations in the U.S. No, we're all done. Stop making Starbucks. Stop making Subways. No more locations in the next 10 years for Starbucks and Subway. We're saturated.
Rusty, would you like to go first?
On the Subway, you are not wrong. But on the Starbucks, I think you are because of the Starbucks in the Skyway that I see, particularly these Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. They're always busy. It's like we can't have enough. They're always busy, at least some customer traffic. Subways, I could do without. I haven't been to a Subway in years since the whole Jared thing. But I don't care for them, and I think there are too many of them. They were popular 15 years ago for a variety of reasons. So I think you're wrong about Starbucks. I think they could open as many as they want, and they would all be busy, is why I say that. It's Subway,
apparently,
get out of here with Subway.
President Xi Jinping is now running Am I Wrong? Which businesses can be open, which cannot? Starbucks, first of all, coffee is insipid. I mean, you admit it, people. You don't like coffee. You're doing it because it's the cool thing to do. Everybody's doing it. Just stop. It smells terrible. It tastes terrible. Jump on the hot chocolate parade. There's a long line behind me. Don't give me this, oh, I stopped drinking hot chocolate when I was 7. You don't like sliding and tubing? Come on. There's things that at 7 still work when you're 57 or, like Dave Harrigan, 77. Subway, what's our rank? Where does Subway rank in the subcategory? I'll tell you one I think that's over at Jimmy John's. I'm not a Jimmy John's guy at all. I think we may have discussed this before, Harrigan. Jersey Mike's might be number one.
It is number one. There's no might there. It absolutely is number one. Do you know how much a footlong sub costs at Subway nowadays?
Too much.
Not $5 like they're advertising?
No. The $5 footlong is, we're well past that. We stopped at Subway a couple weeks ago. Thank God I had a coupon for a buy one, get one free footlong. They were all over $12.
What?
Yes.
$12 for one sandwich?
All over $12 for a footlong off their regular menu.
Okay.
That is a level of self-importance we don't need in our sandwich shops, ladies and gentlemen.
That's way too expensive.
Were you on mushrooms?
No.
I don't think a Subway cost. Does a sub at Subway cost $12?
Yes, a foot long sub. Each one on their regular menu, they've got, you know, the number system 1 through 8 or whatever. Yeah. I believe the lowest price was a shade over 12.
What did you order? The veal cutlet? Like what the heck were you ordering?
I've got standards.
Did you get the steak tartare sub?
It had a little bit of caviar. It's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
The beluga.
I don't know.
Okay, that's. I'm glad you guys brought that up too. Okay, and even Jersey Mike's, which I'm a big fan of, does this too. Like, you know, you got your sandwiches, but we got the number associated with it. And they'll say, well, what number did you want? I want like the ham salami cheddar. No, is that number 4? Is that number 5? I want the ham. Like, we don't need the numbers.
I don't know what meats these are. I just need the number.
I don't, Rusty, I don't want to give you the number I want. You know what I want? I want the, here's what you need to get at Jersey Mike's. The traditional Philly cheesesteak. Mm-hmm. They do a great job.
Yep.
You know, it's good. Oh, that's number 16? No, you know, it's not number 16. It's the Philly cheesesteak. I'm not giving you a number.
I don't know. I don't know the numbers either. Just give me what I want.
Texter. Shrinking is the best show Apple TV has put out. Am I wrong? My friends who I'm staying with love Shrinking. I have a couple other friends who love Shrinking. This is the Jason Segel, Harrison Ford. Does anybody ever call him Harry, Rusty? Like, do his friends call him Harry?
I don't think that's a good idea. Judging by his demeanor, I think that's probably a poor choice.
Seems like, he's obviously very successful. He's intelligent, but he's kind of peculiar, and he could get mad. I have not watched it. It's on the list. Have either one of you guys watched Shrinking?
I have not. The trailer for it came up after we watched Ted Lasso last night. I think we watched part of the trailer, but I probably would give it a go. It looks like it might be interesting.
Have not watched it. Don't have Apple TV. But if I did, I'd give it a shot. It looks interesting. I like Jason Segel, and you can't argue with Harry.
Don't call him Harry.
Texture, by the way, here. Turkey ham, $9.99 at Subway. I'm calling complete BS on you having to pay $12 for a sub, full foot-long sub at Subway.
That was probably the 6-inch that Texture got. By the way, the gall on you to say I'm not wrong about this while then complaining about coffee being awful and Subway being like the worst sandwich out. But apparently I'm wrong.
Well, no, it was your – I didn't realize what a communist you are.
I'm just looking out for the greater humanity.
All the years you work with them? I mean, state-run government. I mean, no wonder you work here at WDFL.
Trying to look out for people, Chad.
You're a giver. Okay. Rusty, you have been – a fabulous addition to this show. I was genuinely disheartened when I read the email that you were leaving. I know you feel like that is a better fit for you. I'm going to give Dave a chance to talk to you. You will be missed. You just moved in right away on this show. We all figured each other out very quickly. You're a damn good reporter. You're funny. You're a good person. And I wish you were staying. But I wish you only the best moving forward.
I appreciate that very, very much, Chad. I was thinking about it this morning, and when I interviewed here, I told Lindsey Peterson and Brad Lane that I was looking for a seat at a bigger table. And I don't know any bigger table than to be with on the air with you on a daily basis and with Dave here and to be on this station. And I appreciate the opportunity, and I appreciate your kind words.
Thank you, Rusty. I appreciate that. There's a lot bigger tables, I can assure you, but you fit in very well. Here he is, President Xi Jinping, to offer up his thoughts.
Keep making me giggle on Twitter. That's what I'm going to say. You're still an underrated Twitter follow. Other than that, to hell with you.
About what I expected.
As much as we're going to miss you Monday, we're going to make fun of you constantly.
I understand. Yeah. I understand. It's good to be with you guys. I appreciate it very much.
If you try to text us or call us, Dave, where's that going?
That's straight to the voicemail.
Straight, exactly. Spam. That's where we're going. Only the best, Rusty.
Thank you.
You will be great. We have no doubt. Shaletta. Is she finally ready, Harrigan? I mean, should she just go on? Henry's in for Jason today. Should she just go on Henry? I mean, how much more time does she need?
Well, she told me she was ready. She was texting me at 2:20. I'm ready. I said, you got to wait, hon. This is my guy.
Shaletta's next. The Queen is here. What were you doing? Were you on with some other media appearance, or was this a legitimate matter that caused you to be late when we already had altered your appearance?
I had a top secret project that I'm working on with my new best friend, Bill Pollard, that I'm not supposed to be talking about for several months, okay? And it required me to get some stuff together, some paperwork that had to be organized, and I was in the middle of organizing the paperwork, and Mr. Pollard told me not to talk about this at all whatsoever with anybody. And so I'm not supposed to be discussing it. All I could tell you was that I couldn't move from my current position because these paperwork pieces had to be placed together in a certain order. They had to be signed and dated and stamped, and they had to be placed in the mail headed to California, Los Angeles, actually, to the River Road Entertainment group that he owns. And I'm not supposed to be talking about that, Chad. So don't ask me anything. I'm not supposed to be saying a word about it. And you know, I'm not going to tell you that this is the movie producer, Pollard, who did 12 Years a Slave. So he knows black people. I'm not supposed to be talking about that. Okay? I'm not supposed to tell anybody.
Is Halle Berry about to play the role of Shaletta in a movie? And will Halle Berry please stay at my house for as long as she wants while she gets to know you?
During the Minnesota taping of the movie?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm going for Taraji Henson. I mean, if you had a choice between Halle Berry or Taraji, I mean, if you had to pick between the two,
I'd be fine either way. I got to be honest, but I think Halle Berry might be the most beautiful woman to ever walk the planet. So
it's not fair. It's not fair because she came out and everybody expected to black women to look like that, and it's not possible. Okay, you get one Halle Berry in a century. It's like Lena Horne and Dorothy Dandridge and Halle Berry, and then nobody. And it is I don't know who's coming later. I don't know. Maybe one of those Haley Bob Chloe girls. I don't know, but you don't get another Halle Berry. You don't.
No, you do not.
No.
Take me into the feedback. The response you have received since last Sunday's quarterly Star Tribune magazine came out with you, Shaletta Brundage, on the cover.
First of all, was that cover just absolutely amazing? Did I eat that photo shoot up? Did Jeff Wheeler put his whole foot and two pinky toes in that thing? It was just amazing. I mean, he just captured me and all my brilliance and beauty and fabulousness. I love it. It was just so beautiful. You know what? I have been able to talk to people that I've been trying to talk to for a long time who didn't call me back. You know, it's funny because one of the conversations was something like, hey, Shaletta, yeah, I got your email back in November about going to lunch. Listen, are you free on Tuesday? Hey, Shaletta, got your Christmas card with the kids. You guys look great. Yeah, listen, Monday, are you free for breakfast? I got some people I want you to meet. It's just amazing how this has just opened up so many doors that I've been, like, beating on and kicking on and banging my head against. And now it's just like, oh, it's open. You know, it wasn't even locked. You just didn't turn it hard enough. Here you go. And I will gladly walk through those passageways.
That's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
You have to feel great about it even a week later, right?
Yeah, it's still reverberating. I mean, I was in with a group today, you know, just kind of making them laugh, and we were all sitting around talking, and they had all read the article and was so energized, especially the women in the room. You know, and, you know, one of the stories that I've been telling people is how important representation is, you know, because I don't have any family here. It's just me and Sean and the kids. And technically, he's not related to me anymore because we are divorced. I know you don't believe that. So when I went to pick up the magazine, because I bought 500 copies, you know, I went to pick up my 500 copies, and the gentlemen who work in the print shop were all coming out just to say hey and to hug me. It was like, you know, I was with my uncles, and they just wanted to say how proud they were of me. And I don't know these men. I had never met them in my life. But they were just so happy to have me on the cover and, you know, see it and take, you know, pictures with me. And it was just amazing for me to, you know, have the love of these older gentlemen, you know, who, you know, kind of almost like became family. And that's what I'm seeing from so many older African-Americans in at my church and out in community, is they were just so happy to pick up the paper and see me and read the story about me and the kids. And, you know, they've got me signing them, they're framing them and putting them up next to the picture of Jesus and John F. Kennedy and Martin Luther King, just because, you know, that representation, seeing themselves in that, you know, that's part of them. It's a part of their legacy as well as it is mine.
Let's talk autism, because you saw this story, I saw this story, highlights a few different things, including the dramatic changes in the number of kids who are now diagnosed on the spectrum. In 2020, mm-hmm. about 1 in 36 children have been diagnosed with autism by the age of 8. In 2000, okay, it was 1 in 150 kids. Mm-hmm. So it leads to a lot of questions. Also, it points out, for the first time, diagnosis was more common among Asian, Black, and Hispanic children than it was among white children. I have some theories on this. I know you do also. Why don't you chime in first?
I think that, you know, you and I and so many other people, Miss Shannon, who have been working hard to educate and empower parents and give them the tools and the language they need to go in and speak to educators about their children, are using that. We're breaking the barriers and erasing the stereotypes that go along with an autism diagnosis. It's not a label. It's a diagnosis. And so, you know, as we're out in these spaces and producing books and doing free workshops for parents and partnering with, you know, different organizations around town like ACRA, you know, and hosting these seminars, virtual and in person, you know, a lot of the parents I'm seeing are Black. When I first started doing this work 7 years ago, it was all white parents. And now I'm going out into space, it's more diverse parents. And so people are just getting that information that they need so that they can go in and say, you know what, it might not be that my child has a discipline problem. Maybe he has autism. How about a diagnosis? And I think that that's the change.
I'm with you 100%. It's just greater opportunity for non-whites to have the same chance that many whites have with doctor access, autism specialist, IEPs at schools to understand what is going on with their children. It is still a distorted system for individuals of wealth and doctor access. Let's hope that gap continues to close. And also, the overall number, Shaletta, don't start with me with vaccines. Don't. I don't believe it for 1 second. We just have doctors in total who understand the spectrum better than others. And I understand there are good people who think their child, until a certain vaccine happened, was one way, and then their child was different. I understand you believe that. There is no scientific backing of that. There just isn't. We had that con job, Wakefield and others. I know you have 3 great kids that you love beyond belief, and also love Andrew every bit as much, but he's not on the spectrum. I love my kids immensely. Quentin's is different because he's on the spectrum, atypical. But I don't believe in vaccines. I just believe it's greater vaccines and causing autism. Let me be clear about that. I think it's greater understanding, and I hope we continue to have greater acceptance in this society for greater treatment, and also realizing the wonderful contributions these individuals can make to society and opening your eyes.
And, you know, one of the things that I'm going to have on my show tomorrow is some folks from Hammer and NER. They have group homes for adults with special needs and disabilities, and they made me aware of Disability Services Day at the Capitol on the 28th of this month. The last time it was in person was in 2019. The house was packed. It was completely full. And so I'm going to be talking to my friends at Hammer and NER tomorrow on the Shaletta Show about how people can participate and what they can expect and what they should do, and if they can bring the kids or the adults that they care for, because, you know, it starts at the top. And if our legislators don't make sure that, you know, these things are covered insurance wise and don't fund programs like paid parent, then, you know, there's no way for us to make sure our kids have a better quality of life. So I didn't know about Disability Services Day. I'm still learning, but I plan to learn even more tomorrow.
Have a fabulous day. I'll be listening tomorrow, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right. Love you guys. Have a great weekend.
Shaletta, she's on tomorrow at 11 right here on CCO. What a curse this is, Eric. 1 minute it's 57.50. 1 minute it's 57.20. 1 minute it's 57.35. My mind is on the driving range about an hour from now and trying to get dialed in after an exhausting and enthralling radio show, and you're switching up the times for me.
Thought I'd give you an extra 15 seconds. Sorry, but I guess the struggle is real. Good luck to you.
I'm done. I'm focused on getting behind the ball, kind of going down at it instead of rising up, keeping my posture, trying to be like Rory McIlroy. That's where I'm at right now, and you're throwing me all these curveballs.
You going to drive a 375-yard hole within 3 feet of the cup, too? Because I don't see it.
No, I don't see that either.
That was incredible.
Yeah, that is amazing. That is, it's absolutely spectacular. He's pretty good at golf. That's the hot take I'm going to offer up. Linda's Construction Time Check. It's time to have them out and take a look at your insulation. My guy, my man who was my intern, geez, long time ago, Henry Lake, is in for Mr. Selfie himself, Jason DeRussia. Enjoy H. He's next. Have a fabulous weekend, everybody. And thank you so much, genuinely, for listening to the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.